Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Thank you.
grand rising. And thank you for so much for joining me here this morning. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. It is Monday, December 12th. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day, if you're celebrating a birthday. It is Monday, December 12th. And the holidays are here. And people are stressed out all over the place, everywhere. It doesn't even have to be holiday. People are just stressed. But we're going to see if we can't find some peace in that somewhere today. So my guest today is veteran clinician Khalid Scott, who will be joining us. But first, let me take a sip of my hot tea to clear some of this. Drinking my rose petal tea this morning. Oh, it is so soothing. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. If you're celebrating a birthday this morning, we're celebrating it with you. So happy Earth Day, birthday, born day to you and yours. And if you're not celebrating a birthday, we're celebrating you anyway because it's life and you're living and we appreciate you. And we appreciate you joining this program this morning as well. If you're listening online or watching online, feel free to comment in the comment section what city, state, country you're watching from. And we can show those if you like. And if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, we're on our channel, Higher Learning TV Show. And if you're watching on Instagram, it's Zelda Speaks, the number 2 and the letter U. Okay? Feel like Chuck Willery from The Love Connection. I know y'all too young to remember what that is. Anyway, be sure and check out Pixly too. It's a woman-owned, social media site designed by a fellow journalist, a female journalist at that, and a sister. So be sure and check it out. Pixly, Pixly.com. And sign up and chat. You know, a lot of y'all pissed off about Twitter, so now you have an alternative. And remember to set those DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19 and 24/7 on the World Wide Web, higherlearningnetwork.org. And you can go to our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. And remember to check out my blog for updates, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. And if you are living in America or anywhere in the world where they train us to eat too much, you know, by supersize and everything, you know, that has a tendency to happen. Chances are you might be a little bit overweight or constipated. Or be... Because you know we don't get enough fiber in these diets, right? So get you a little Nopalina, a little Nopal, and you'll be... Yes, fine. But right now, I forgot to mention, go to my blog and get a free download of how I reverse type 2 diabetes, because that information, I was a pre-diabetic for 10 years and didn't even know it. So imagine what's going on in your body and you don't even know it. So just might want to keep that in mind as we take a look. If you are headed out and about this morning in traffic, it is your usual Monday morning chaos because the traffic is there and it ain't going nowhere, okay? Alrighty now. Move over! Hey, it's my turn! I was in this lane before you were! Traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of iTex.com. Chicagoland iTex. If you have been contemplating going anywhere in the world, I didn't say just the USA, but anywhere in the world, you can do that with iTex. iTex is an organization that allows you to go shopping just like any of the big box stores, Walmart, Target, Amazon, any of those, and you can do some shopping and not pay any money. That you pay barter dollars. And you see that right there on the screen? That's iTex. So go to Chicagoland, iTex.com, and click on it, and you will get a chance to see everything that they have. It's available for you. Okay? So keep that in mind. As we take a look at Metra and CTA, there are no reported delays, but there's always delay in traffic. One of our interns came to do some work, and he was just complaining about how rough the traffic was. I'm like, this is Chicago. I guess that's why they're trying to get rid of people, because it's just traffic everywhere. Anyway, inbound on the Kennedy is 31 minutes. Your usual delays at Cumberland, outbound is 24. Inbound on the Eaton, it is 29 minutes, 24 in the reverse. On the Eisenhower, a little bit more congested, 38 in and 24 out. Your normal traffic delays around Harlem Avenue. Inbound on the Stevenson, there are delays as well, and 19 on the reverse. On the inbound, delays at 35th Street. The reverse, it's 13. And on the Bishop 4, it is 15 in, 12 out. And Deuce Papa Lakeshore Drive, it's 11 minutes in and 12 minutes out. A little back up there at Oak Street. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Chicagoland ITEX. Excuse me. And if you would like to be a part of the show, you can call in at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and we will have you voice your concerns. But in the news, I want to share with you a little letter. Did you see this? Did you see what happened over the weekend? Dr. Willie Wilson had a Veterans Christmas Appreciation Luncheon on Friday at Maggiano's. OMG, he honored over 200 veterans. And if you go scroll down our Facebook page, Higher Learning TV Show, you'll get a chance to see that. But I wanted to share that with you because this is a man that has such a big heart for people. And people are always criticizing him. I said people hate on him because they hate on themselves. And I'm through with that. Just wanted to share that with you. The good that's being done in this community without recognition or... Yeah, without recognition. And he's just honoring those who came before us. And some of the veterans, oh, wow, they had such good stories. And then there were some that had such horror stories. So
yeah.
If you go to the Facebook page, you'll see it. High Learning TV Show. And it was a really nice time. Not to mention that the food was good. Well, we didn't get a chance to eat while we were there because we were busy working. But Tony got a chance to sit down for a minute and get him some of that pasta, baby, that fettuccine.
Oh, yeah.
Hurt yourself, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and the salad, was that a Caesar? The Caesar salad, I think it was. Oh, my God. And the balsamic dressing, I did get a chance to taste the balsamic. I mean, the salad with the balsamic, but the rest of my, brought my doggy bag home. Yes, I did. And they say you shouldn't bring doggy bags home. You shouldn't eat leftovers.
Nope.
That's what they say.
I believe in doggy bags.
Well, you know I did. I brought one home, so I thought I'd share that with you. And share my doggy bag with you, too. But you know what that means. It is time for Monday morning mindfulness meditation. One of my ink pens won't work this morning. There you go. Thank you. That. It is time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation, and what we do here is simply prepare. Oh, Tony, you have a testimonial too, don't you? Yeah, because Tony had a little trouble getting to sleep last night, and I gave him something.
And that, it works.
And it worked.
Shocked me.
It shocked him. Because he always see me here doing the Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And he doesn't say anything. He just listens. So when he told me last night that I saw he was having a little difficulty, I said, honey, listen to this. Do some deep breaths like we do on Monday morning mindfulness. And he did it. Next thing you know, he woke up this morning and he was like, I slept good last night. See, he didn't believe. He was a non-believer, but he's a believer now.
Yep.
That's what Luther said, make a believer out of me. See, this breath stuff works, honey. It works if you work it. Your breath is your first line of defense.
Yes, it is.
Say it a little louder, honey.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. And deep breathing expands your lungs. It triggers the brain receptors, the genes, the happiness gene, or whatever gene it is that you need to work on, like the sleep gene. It it gives it what it needs. So that's why I'm here to give you what you need this morning, and that's in peace, because the first 5 minutes of the day, you deserve to spend in quiet time along with one, because when you are quiet, things come to you that wouldn't ordinarily come because you've taken the time to listen. Tony walks in the room and is like, you don't even have a TV on? Excuse me. I don't need the TV. I need to listen to the ancestors because they're always speaking to me. You know how kids, and they have playmates, and you can't see them, invisible playmates? That's because they see with a true eye. They see with an eye that hasn't been tainted. So we have to get quiet to hear and turn off all external sources and just be with it. And I redecorated our bedroom this weekend to make it a place of healing. So now he's putting me out the bedroom. He's like, okay, I need to spend more time here. I'm like, go ahead, child. Enjoy yourself because I'm having a ball. I don't want to travel right now because it's too chaotic and confused outside, so I thought I'd take myself to an island in my bedroom, so that's what I did. And I'll show you that at some point, but just not right now. Right now, it's time for Monday morning mindfulness meditation, so I need you to sit up straight, get your head on straight, and prepare to do some deep breathing. I'm going to inhale. Do something a little different this morning. We're going to inhale deeply. I want you to breathe so deep. Inhale that you feel all of this up. And when you exhale, I want you to blow it out through your mouth with a vibrating sound like, why are we opening our mouth and blowing out, Zelda? Because that helps release the stress. And I don't want you looking at me. I only want you to look at, listen to the sound of my voice. So, okay, let us begin. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And concentrate on the sound of nature and the sound that you hear when you're quiet. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Inhale once more. Hold it. And blow it out. Inhale deeply. Hold it, and blow it out. Inhale deeply. Hold it, and blow it out. Inhale deeply. Hold it, and blow it out. As you continue to breathe in and breathe out, giving thanks for the power of the breath, at the right place, right time, doing the right thing. Giving thanks that you even have unclogged nostrils. Then, somebody, some able to breathe. Ooh, breathing all on your own. Yes, you are. Let it out. And exhale. And continue breathing in. When we breathe in, we give on the breath.
Thank you.
Back down. As you possibly can, feeling the stretch and the... And this is something that you can do daily. And remember to share it with somebody. And remember to go to my blog. I'm sorry, my YouTube page, Zelda Speaks, and Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. And share this, because somebody somewhere needs to know that this is what they need and this is what they deserve. And you deserve the very best. And thank you for being a part of this Monday morning mindfulness meditation experience. And remember to do it on a consistent basis, especially when you're feeling stressed. Just go somewhere and start breathing. People will look at you like you're crazy. And that's okay. Because when they come up in your face, you know what you can do? Do this. And they really gonna look at you like you're crazy and then do this. And hopefully if you got a little alcohol, a little garlic. Did I say alcohol? Yeah, that too. A little garlic, a little onion, anything on your breath. If you forgot to brush your teeth, blow it in the face. I promise you that they will back all the way up. All righty. So that's your Monday morning mindfulness. It is 7:31. Thank you so much for joining me. It's time for our first commercial break, and I am going to take Loretta Shelby, Grand Rising, my sister. Thank you so much for joining us, Loretta Shelby, in case you don't know who she is. Y'all remember Tom Joyner Show, right? What was that character name? Loretta put it in there for me, girl. I can't remember. I remember your name. Now I can't remember the character. What's the name of your character, Loretta? Y'all remember. I can't remember. So, you know, sometimes that, you know, that happens. But I'm sure maybe during the commercial break, she will share that information. Pookie and Nikki, yes! Pookie and Nikki, thank you so much, Miss Loretta. How can I forget that? You know it's a name I should remember, right? I am sweating like 40 going to got the heat on, and I'm drinking hot tea, so. Sweat is a good thing. So, thank you so much. And I believe, Loretta, I believe you're in California or somewhere because the time was way off somewhere. So, I thank you for joining us this morning. And I thank you for joining us, too. And remember to share this with someone. Someone needed that meditation, okay? And this is just a little stress relief for you this morning. We'll be right back.
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
Politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77th community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Thank you. about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant. Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and yourself feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Susan Essentials, you have not, had the kind of experience that you want. Is that how I want to say that? If you want a different experience, if you want something out of the norm that will take your life and your living to another level, this is not a motivational speech, this is fact, then be sure and tune in tomorrow morning to Self-Cell Care, C-E-L-L, the cells within our bodies that keep us functioning. And most of what we do on a daily basis does not promote good health. How do I know? Because I'm living just like you. We eat all the toxic garbage. I'm still working on getting off of potato chips because that is number one wrong. So I'm praying for a healing on that one. I got over the sweet potato pie. I got over that. But, some of us, we still have issues, and I am one of those that has issues. Because I was pre-diabetic for 10 years, and didn't even know it. I fell and had an accident, and as I'm going into surgery, I discovered I was a diabetic. The doctor's like, your name is such and such, you live so-and-so, this is your date of birth, You got diabetes. Hold up, didn't you? What do you mean diabetes? I'm not diabetic. I'm pre-diabetic. He's like, no, baby, you full-blown diabetic. Took me on in the surgery, so I just thought I'd share that with you. But anyway, this is as a result of that someone was nice enough for me, to me, and cared enough about me, my sister, Creasy. And she is like the health nut of the family. I shouldn't say health nut. She is like the conscious one of the family, and she is teaching us things as we go along. So I just wanted to share with you what she shared with me, and this is diabeticdonut.com. It actually is diabeticdonutblog.wordpress.com. You just go type in diabeticdonut.com. How about that? And we will... And you'll see it. So I just want to share with you a little bit of what's going on. Are you feeling tired, sluggish, unhealthy? You could be a diabetic. And see, this is the prime time for diabetes to strike up. Why? Because this is the time of the year we eat all the sweet potato pie, red velvet cake, pound cake, lemon cake, you name it, we got it on our table. And then we eat the food and we go lay down, and that's not a good thing. So I just want to share this with you, and I hope that you will share it with someone else, because you could be diabetic too and not even know it. So it's imperative that we do what we need to do. Are you tired? Are you overweight? Tired all the time? Too much belly fat? Ooh. You could be diabetic. And this is where I met Jody Susan of Susan Essentials at the Health and Wellness Expo. Well, that was a promo for the expo. That was in 2017. And I shared on stage how I reversed type 2 diabetes. And I know if I can do it with my sweet potato pie eating self, I know you can do it. Because I not only would eat the pie, I didn't just eat a slice, I ate the whole pie. And you know that's not good. I couldn't just eat a piece of pie. I had to eat the whole pie. And so that wasn't working. I made that. And it's a drink that I have. Apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale, and turmeric. Those seven items. And I'm talking about raw. I ain't talking about the lemon juice you get in a bottle. No, I'm talking about raw. And you put all of that in a blender. But first you want to soak it in baking soda, and some people use peroxide, I use vinegar. Soak for about 10 minutes, because you don't know what truck these vegetables have been sitting in for a week, month, year, however long. And, you know, little microorganisms get in the fruits and vegetables, and you put that in your body. So you want to soak. And then you just put them in a blender, chop it up. And I use two of everything, two apples, two beets, green apples, not yellow apples, red apples. Apple, beet, with the stem, if you can get it, because all the nutrition, not all, but a good portion of the nutrition is in the stem. Apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, real lemon, not lemon juice. And lemons have been known to be sprayed with a lot of toxic chemicals, so you definitely want to soak them for 10 minutes. Just put them all in a big bowl, soak them in a steel bowl, not plastic. We're trying to get away from plastic. And let them soak for 10 minutes. Apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale, ginger, real ginger, not that in a bottle in the back, real, raw, slice it. And put it in. And just add water to it. And it's really, really, really thick, so you really got to add lots of water to it. And hopefully that water is distilled or spring water or reverse osmosis water. And if you don't have any of that, just put some lemon in it, because you already got lemon in the water. So no worries. Just do that. Okay. I'll let the water run first, because where I live, we have to buy our water, because the water, you can smell the bleach as soon as you turn it on. Like, where you live, you'd be surprised. It's just, and my brother worked for the water department, I digress, and he told me, he said, there's nothing wrong with the water. I'm like, baby, you don't live where I live. There's something wrong with the water, so you got to be careful of the water. Be mindful of the water that you drink. Put some lemon in it. Let it run for a long time before you drink it, and then put some water, lemon in it. So that is the drink that I drink, and I hope that you will share that with someone, too. We've got some comments here. Where did my comments go? Okay, there you go. Larita says, up all night, couldn't sleep, and tuned you in. Yay. Yes, girlfriend, I am so glad you said that, because I said earlier before Tony left, he couldn't sleep last night. He hears me doing this show every Monday morning. He hears me doing the mindfulness meditation about the breathing in and the breathing out. And he just says, yeah, okay, you know, do your thing. Until he couldn't sleep last night. And I brought him my cell phone, which I pulled up. I went to YouTube and typed in ocean sounds. The sound of water is very comforting. It's non-resistant. It's relaxing. So I put that on, and I put it by his head, and he started doing this deep breathing. And next thing he knew, he woke up this morning and fully rested. He was asleep. So anyone who cannot sleep, please do not go grab a pill. Do not go grab some alcohol. Use the power of your breath. When you can't sleep, your breath will take you anywhere you want to be. You see, because your breath is like the charger for your cell phone. If you have it out all day, chances are it's going to wind down at some time. And your body is the same way. You must recharge. And how do you recharge? Not with a cord to stick in the wall, but tuning in to nature, the trees. You see, I always have some nature around me. When COVID first hit and everybody was running to do something, I forgot what they were doing. I see, that's why I get quiet, and I listen. And my spirit told me, go get you some plants. And I came home with so many plants. My husband told me, like, are you starting a nursery up in here? No, I'm just being obedient to the spirit that is within me that said, go get some plants. And I saw so many I liked. I just got them all. I got about 20 plants, and they were big trees. Quit laughing. It wasn't all trees. I see maybe 4 or 5 trees, and the rest were just, I wouldn't let you see it, but it's just plants everywhere. Everywhere you look, just plants. Plants dead. Where? See that plant? That's refrigerated, but no, that's not. You see plants there, you see plants there, you see plants there, plants everywhere. Anyway, I just want to show you that, because my plants are my friends. My friends keep me breathing, inhaling and exhaling and feeling good. And they'll do the same for you. And that's part of holiday harmony. Sometimes you need to get away from your people, because your people will run you crazy. So happy that I'm up to enjoy your show, and I'm so happy that you're up too, Larita, my beautiful sister. Thank you so very much. Greatly appreciate you. It is 7:47. Coming up in 13 minutes, Khalid Scott, a veteran clinician, will be joining us, and you'll be able to have some conversation with him. But right now I'm having conversation with you, and I'm so glad that you joined me this morning, because there's no me without you. So thank you for being a part of that. And thank you again for being a part of our mission here at the Higher Learning Network, where we teach youth behind the scenes radio, television, and print production. And I'm going to pull that up in just a moment. But first, I want to show you what we're doing with the homeless. And this is our Instagram page, HLN. Let me pull that up pretty big so you can see it. HLN.homeless.project. Because we have a mission, for those who don't know. In 2017, my little brother, Douglas Robinson, was murdered. He was homeless by another homeless man. And all of these homeless people showed up at his funeral, and it floored me. I didn't know what to do, what to say, I always know what to say. I'm very seldom at a loss of words, even though I couldn't handle being the person who read his obituary. Anyway, I just want to share this with you, the work that we do, and I hope you'll enjoy it and share it. And why can't we hear?
Thank you.
The donations are coming through for the homeless. They need butane to keep warm, y'all. On my way to Walmart to get some now. So thank you for keeping those donations coming in. Go to higherlearningnetwork.org and just know that you'll sleep well tonight because you kept a homeless person warm. That's a good feeling. Be sure and share this video. And thanks for sharing. And thanks for donating. Grand Rising, I'm so happy to report. Thank you. The donations are coming through for the homeless. They need
okay,
to keep
that
warm, y'all.
And this is another one. So
okay, here we are at Walmart. And as you can see, they are $9.87 for two of these. See that? Two of them. They want butane, then that's what we'll give them.
$10. Two of those containers are $10. It's like 16 ounces, and one lasts 8 hours. So chances are they use them at night to keep warm, so they'll get a good night's sleep. And not everyone has the benefit of waking up in a warm space. So you're worried about or concerned about or having a feeling some kind of way about some issues that's going on in your life, no holiday harmony. Well, just think about no harmony, period, because you're sleeping on the street. And we have a tendency to judge people who are homeless. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know that some of your coworkers are coming to work every day and going home, what they call home, a corner or a box on the street or sleeping in their car. I had no idea until I started doing this project, that's what I call it on Instagram, hlm.homeless.project, because I didn't know. I used to take food and clothing and other resources over to the people at Tent City on Des Plaines Avenue between Taylor and Roosevelt. And the whole block is just lined up with tents. I could not believe that we live in a country that is filthy rich where you have people living and sleeping on the sidewalk. There is no excuse for that. None whatsoever. But the powers that be, they don't care. And I found that out the hard way when I went to go call the alderman of that area. And I called, and I emailed, and I called, and I emailed, and I called, and I emailed. No response. Not a one. But the day that Dr. Willie Wilson showed up with the camera crew, and I brought my camera crew, the day that the major network showed up, the alderman showed up, he wanted to show his constituents that he was concerned And I got his card, and I talked to him. I said, I'll be contacting you. Has not called me back not one time. Has not emailed me back not one time. Don't care. We have lost our humanity, people. We have lost the ability to care for humans who are unlike us, who we don't know. See, I grew up in a time where, I know Zelda thinks the same, where people looked out for each other. And that is one of the reasons why we have no holiday harmony, because we're selfish. We are very selfish. Me, 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 me. And the trick is how to get out of that feeling bad situation, the feeling during the holidays, is to take the focus off of you and put it on somebody else. This ain't about you. This is not about me. This is about somebody else. It is your responsibility as a human being to be a human serving. And no, I'm not preaching. I am simply saying what is true. If you read any of the Holy Scriptures, or if you were raised by parents or heathens, doesn't matter, someone took care of you. And it is your responsibility to take care of the next person, whether it's a little person, a homeless person, or a pet. It is your responsibility as a human being to connect to the next human. Zelda, you don't know what you're talking about, girl. It's crazy people out here. Yeah, it's crazy people, and you don't have to be around all of them. But you can be around a few of them that may need your services. So I ask you this morning to, I have regulars that I get to, if it's just a dollar. And I look for them. And when I look for them, sometimes I find them, and sometimes I don't, and sometimes I find people. And it's just not at Tent City. It's anywhere. Because if you have it to give, if it's a 50 cent, I had a dollar 50 cent, dollar and a quarter in my pocket the other day, and I was in Glenwood, and a lady, I was coming out the store, and she says, I just want to get something to eat. I said, well, here's, all I had no money. All I had, I knew I had a dollar 25 cent in my coat because I put it there. And I said, honey, this is all I have. It's a dollar and 25 cent, and I put it in my coat. And she was so grateful. So that dollar that you got to have a cup of coffee with, or you got to go get your nails done for one time, do your nails yourself and give that away. And I cannot tell you, that which you give comes back pressed down, running over, shaking up all over the place, and you'd be like, oh, let me give some more. That's what I'm talking about. Find somebody. And you don't have to find them. They'll find you. Because need is need. And when you need, you don't have to be in need. You can share. And that's one of the ways to have holiday harmony. Coming up in 3 minutes, we'll be joined by our very own Khalid Scott, veteran clinician, who will be joining us. He going to give us the 411 because he always does, and I love it. As we take a look at, before we go to break, Naima Latif, our executive producer, who will be joining us today for the after show at 9 a.m., she says, Grand Rising, beautiful queen teacher, ooh, did you just bust out that Alderman Public? Yes, I did. I sure did. And he can come to me, and we can have a conversation because I don't bite my tongue. Old folks raised me. And they didn't bite their tongue. So that's just a habit I picked up. Yes, I did. I said it. I don't even remember his name. It's not important. The fact, what is important is that he doesn't care. And I know he doesn't care. And I checked him on it. And I'll do it again if I have to. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. How about that? Okay? I don't mean to be mean, but that's not being mean. That's the truth. I'm not being mean. Am I being mean? Type it in there. Let me see y'all. Give me some comments. Am I being mean? Should I not have bust him out? No, people need to know. And people need to be aware that these politicians, they don't care about us. Dr. Willie Wilson shows us that every day, every time he gives some money away. They have something negative to say about it. Because that's what they do. When we, and I'm talking about me now, when I am projecting something negative on somebody else, I am feeling a certain kind of way on the inside. about something that I need to change within. See, this is the inside job. We always think it's about out there. Mm-mm, honey, it's all in here and up here and in the heart. And until we learn to master that, another day, another way. Comment, Jessica. LaShawn says no. No, I am not being mean. Thank you, Jessica. I appreciate that. I was just telling the truth. And I'm going to have some more truth for you coming up because Khalid, he just breaks down. He keeps it straight. So you stay close, and we will be right back with Brother Khalid Scott right here on The Female Solution. Okay?
How are you feeling today? Do you worry about things? What do you worry about? Money, relationships, job, your children. Probably all of those, right? Well, we haven't been taught the skill of silencing those voices and a plan on how to do that. All you have to do is sign up. You're only one click away from the Worry Workshop. Just go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Community and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 communities. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willa Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony and the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody from Sun. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Shauna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Samples. Welcome back. Let's take a look at a few comments here. Jessica LaShawn says, we do need to do the work on the inside. Yes, ma'am, you got that right. And Loretta Shelby says, many politicians really do care. Yes, they do. Many do, but he's not one of them. They have dedicated their lives to public service. However, oftentimes bureaucracy gets in the way, and it's designed that way. That's what I'm discovering. That's what I'm learning about this homeless project. Mm-hmm. It's systemic. It is designed that way. And there is a design that has been, we have been blessed with, and that is the design of a man whom I love to call King Khalid because of his kingly stature. And he has blessed us with the opportunity to be a blessing on this show. As we go to the phone lines, if you'd like to call and comment, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak, and we'll open the doors for you, we'll open the line for you. But in the meantime, welcome, King Khalid, veteran mental health clinician. Welcome.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Yes, grand rising. Khalid Scott, he is back to share with us information that we need to know from a professional standpoint. Because, see, we got all our remedies in our head, but this man has studied. He's a veteran. That's why I call him King Khalid, because this is what he does for a living. And that is why he is here this morning. Grand Rising, thank you so much, Khalid, for being here with us on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show.
Right, and thank you, Zelda, as always, for having me and having me. This is going on, I think, third or fourth year, you know, and how funny time flies, right?
Right.
It's like, wow, just earlier, the beginning of the year, we did a show, and now we're at the end of the year. So look at that.
Right.
Look at that.
Wow, where has the time gone?
I know.
It's running away.
I know, absolutely. You know, my daughter, she'll be back home from college Friday night, and it was like, wow, 16 weeks ago, we took her back to college, you know, and now 16 weeks later, you know, look where we're getting ready to pick her back up, you know, and a year and a half, she'll graduate.
Oh, my goodness, really? A year and a half?
Yes, a year and a half from now.
Oh, wow, congratulations. You should baby girl, you should see her. Go to his Facebook page. Yeah, Facebook page. Khalid Scott. Oh, she is just a doctor. You all remember Aaliyah, the singer who was who lost her life in the airplane with the it was the R. Kelly incident. But Aaliyah, that's who his daughter Anaya. That's who she looked like to me. I'm sorry
if I'm right.
But she's
absolutely
on the inside and out. She's not just pretty. She's pretty with some brains. Okay, but look, father, come on now. He didn't raise no dumb daughter. So, and she's going to be a what type of physician, Khalid?
She wants to be a neurosurgeon.
Absolutely. Yes, a neurosurgeon.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's going to take care of her daddy.
Absolutely. That's mandatory. I put too much hard work into it for it not to be, you know.
And it shows.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, and you know what? That's a wonderful segue to today's show. Today we're going to talk about how can you achieve harmony through the holiday season, right? Because, Zelda, what a lot of us know and many of us don't know is that though we think and perceive that when the holidays come from Thanksgiving all the way up to maybe Valentine's Day, that this is supposed to bring on cheer and happiness and love and joy and togetherness. But for a whole lot of people, it does the opposite.
Yeah.
It brings about misery and melancholiness, you know?
Yeah.
Last week at work, you know, I work at the VA during the day, Mm-hmm. I have two veterans who are in inpatient psychiatric ward.
Okay.
I had over the last 3 weeks, 8 of my veterans who have relapsed on drugs and alcohol.
Oh.
You know?
Oh.
On Facebook a couple of weeks ago, one of my Facebook friends posted a message saying that he wanted God to take his life.
Really?
And a year ago, if you remember, Zelda, I reported that between Thanksgiving and Christmas, I had 7 African-American men call me who were contemplating suicide.
Oh, my goodness.
And when I asked them why, what's the dominant reason why you feel that that's even an option? All 7 of them were like, my wife. I'm fighting with my wife. I don't
really
have harmony in my house. The young man I just mentioned, who my Facebook friend who sent a message about, I want God to take my life, the very next day after people were outreaching to him, he did a long post about a breakup from a girlfriend. And that was his trigger on why he was contemplating suicide.
Oh,
right? And what happens is this, especially men are starting to open our mouths, right?
Yes.
We're starting to open our mouths and be okay with it because we know we can't keep suffering in silence no more. Now, have we all signed the book on doing that? No. But a great number are. And talk to clinicians in private practice. They all will tell you, men are stepping up and saying, hey, I need help. But we still get the phone calls from the wives and the girlfriends and the moms and godmoms and grandmamas and aunties and sisters saying, hey, my brother, my husband, my man, my grandson, they need help. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And as long as they're getting the help. On my caseload in my private practice, I mostly have men.
Really?
I have mostly men. First time ever. You know what I'm saying? Oh. And men can be a challenge at first when they're coming into therapy because you got to help them get rid of the stereotypes of therapeutic services.
Okay.
Right. But then when you get past that, Zelda, they want to talk. And I mean, my sessions, the one-hour sessions go by so fast, because they all done most of the talking, which is a good thing.
Right.
They're getting all that toxicity out.
Mm-hmm,
they're getting all that hurt out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And
right.
So now my thing is, how do I educate my people on that when the holiday season comes or when we start knocking on the holiday season door, which is Halloween, right?
Mm-hmm,
that we start getting ourselves prepared for the holidays mentally, you know, and even doing the prep work before the holiday season. It's a known fact that during October through March, there are really 277 holidays.
Oh.
Right? So that's
okay.
Why this is the holiday season.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
And I know you're like, wait a minute, how can it be that many? We just don't always, we acknowledge the big ones, you know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of holidays, you know?
Right.
And it's with holidays come expectations, you know? So I'm very conscious, like, when I'm talking to my friends, they're like, man, how you going to celebrate Thanksgiving? Do you have somewhere to go? You know what I'm saying? So I ask people, hey, when you're planning out Thanksgiving, think about that friend who you know they lost their mom earlier in the year, you know, and give them an outreach. You know, call that friend who you know just had a bad breakup. One of my friends, her boyfriend of 6 months broke up with her the day before Thanksgiving. You know? So she went into Thanksgiving like, wow, Wow, I just knew I was going to spend Thanksgiving with this person, and I knew I was going to spend Christmas and go out and get dressed up for New Year's Eve and have a wonderful Valentine's weekend, you know?
Right.
You know? So think how she went into the holiday season.
Yeah.
You know? So these are real things that's happening out here in the world, and I think we really need to come back with a village mindset.
Yes.
To say, let's help each other. Let's be there for each other.
Yes. You are absolutely right, because we are our sisters and our brothers' keepers.
Yes. Yes,
we
are. We
need that family unit if we are to survive as a species of people.
Absolutely. 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 And so, when we're thinking about how do we have harmony for the holidays, Zelda, I tell people every time I get a chance to do the work on you. Do the work on you. Do the work on you. And I'll say it over and over again. Zelda, if we wait for another human being to make us wake up and put a smile on our face and put coffee on our table, we're going to be disappointed.
Very disappointed. Because it's an inside job. Margot Richmond says, knowledge is power. Thank this day. Amen, Margot. Thank you so much for commenting.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, but we're not taught to be independent thinkers.
No.
We say we want to do that, but we're not. We're not taught to be leaders. We're taught to be followers.
Right.
We're taught to find somebody to lead you and then just go from there. But you know what? Now we need to go into the mindset, especially in the world that we live in. You need to be an independent thinker. You need to be a free thinker. You need to say, I can make it with and without.
Yes.
So if you have somebody or somebodies, that's fantastic. But if you don't, you're still going to be able to sustain yourself. I have a friend that every day they send me messages talking about their heartbreak. Every day, talk about their heartbreak.
Ooh.
And then I'm saying to this friend, talk about your heart make. Not heartbreak, heart make.
Okay.
And what that really means is, how do you strengthen your heart?
Mm.
How do you be so in love? How can you be in love with you right now? How do you get over the grief of someone breaking your soul apart and say, you know what? Nobody will get that close to break me down again. Let me get the lesson that I need to get from this experience and be better.
Say that.
Zelda, I became a better human being after my divorce. Let me say that again.
Oh.
Let me say that again for the listening audience. I became a better human being after my divorce. And let me explain why. Divorce tends to be something that really takes you through a life transition. It's very traumatic. However friendly you think you and your spouse can be, however cordial you think you could be, a divorce is not fun. Because if you all were that cool with each other, you would remain married, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And a divorce impacts you on every level, your mental, your emotional, your financial, your spiritual, your physical. It impacts your village. Zelda, when I got divorced, I had friends who turned on me, who were not there for me like I was there for them.
Really?
Because, right. And think about it. Because most people don't know how to be neutral. People pick sides.
Oh.
You know? And then I had a child in the midst of this. You know what I'm saying? So I had to make sure it was going to be okay.
Right.
Right? And I wasn't going to be the typical black dad that I divorced my wife and then I divorced my kid, too.
Right.
And move on to the next woman and raise her kid. No,
right.
I'm Anaya's dad.
Right.
And maybe, and what I learned was maybe I married Alisa in order to bring Anaya into this world. And that's our contribution to the world.
Powerful.
That's how I had to relinquish things.
Mm-hmm.
I learned early on, forgive my ex-wife for the hurt. Because I was staying prisoner, right? I was in prison with the pain, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now we're cordial with each other. We're not best friends. We're cordial because we know at the end of the day, our coming together was to bring Anaya into this world and bring another contributing citizen to the world, a person who's going to make the world a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to my friends who are going through the divorce. They don't even mention their kids. They talk about my ex. Leave it alone.
Wow.
Leave them alone. That's another grown person. They will be okay. Make sure your kids are okay. Make sure your children are okay.
Yes.
One of the things when I got divorced, Zelda, I wanted my daughter to still believe in black love.
Mm.
I still wanted her to say, even though mom and dad marriage didn't work out, I want to be somebody's wife one day.
Mm, okay. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I'm saying that I'm using me as the example of we all deal with something that changes us, impacts us, hurts us, damages us. But it's up to us to do the healing and dealing,
right?
Because what happens is, and I tell people this as a social worker, as a clinician, I'm a Band-Aid carrier. I put Band-Aids on you, right? So, Zelda, think about it. You have a wound on your arm.
Okay.
I put some ointment, some anesthetics on it, and I put a Band-Aid. But for that wound to truly heal, what has to happen, Zelda? You have to take the Band-Aid off and let the air hit it. That's how that wound eventually heals, right?
Yes.
Now, I could put Band-Aids on all day, right?
Uh-huh.
But the heal, but the wound is still going to be there until you let God's air hit it.
Say that.
And that's how you heal. But then you look at that scar that's left, right? And you'll always remember how it got there. And then it's up to you to say, I'll never get another scar like that again. Learned my lesson. Now, so for me, I can't mess with another Scorpio woman. I can't ever do that again. That's my lesson.
And why is that?
I can't mess with
Scorpio
no more.
And why is that?
Woo! God bless them. God bless them. I can't deal with it. I'm a nice Cancer guy, you know, and I just wear all my feelings on my sleeves, you know, and I gotta protect that. I gotta protect that heart, you know, you know, woo, man.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that in joking. But the thing is, no matter what you go through, Zelda, get the lesson that God wants you to get from it.
Mm.
There's no testimony without being tested, right?
Right,
you can't give a testimony until you get tested.
Yes, sir. You got that right. There is no testimony without test.
Right. So what I want people to do is go into these holidays saying, you know what? I woke up today. God blessed me with another day to live. That's the gift right there.
Man.
That's the gift right there. So if you get nothing under the Christmas tree this year, you know what I'm saying? That's the gift. You got life.
Right.
I'm telling people, I've heard people say, well, Khalid, like you, I'm an empty nester, so I'm not going to even put up the Christmas tree this year. No.
Ooh.
Put up your Christmas tree.
Hello. Hello.
Put up your Christmas tree. Put up. Why not? Life has not stopped because your kid is 18 years old.
Thank you.
Put up your Christmas tree. If you don't have nowhere to go on Thanksgiving, go to KFC and get you some chicken, macaroni and cheese, and mashed potatoes, and those good, you know, dinner biscuits, and something to drink, and have your own Thanksgiving in the house with yourself.
Or take the focus off yourself and go to a homeless shelter and help feed
them. There you go. There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful feeling you get from helping other people.
Yes. That takes the focus off of me. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
You know? And so, again, it's doing things that go beyond yourself. It's doing things that say, you know what? I'm not going to let the devil win.
Right.
It's saying things that, you know what? Wow. I'm not going to be miserable because that means I'm giving power to something or somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to be happy. And I'm going to be happy till it hurts.
Right.
You know, Zelda, when my daughter left for college 2.5 years ago, you know this, I thought I was going to be miserable.
Oh,
you know, I thought I was going to be miserable. Because remember,
really?
for eight years, because I got divorced when she was 10. So for 8 years, I dedicated my life to make sure Anaya had the best life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do with all that time, I was her chauffeur. I was her chef. You know what I'm saying? I was her tutor. I was everything, her shopper. I put my whole life into my kid. So what happens when the kid is not there no more? And Zelda, let me tell you, we dropped my daughter off at college on her 18th birthday. You know, she's a Lady Leo like you, you know. And we dropped her off on August 21st. When I got back from the airport that night, one of my mentees brought me home. And when I got to my front door and opened up, I just pictured that moment that I was going to be crying for some reason.
Ooh.
When I walked into my house, I did not cry because it hit me. Khalid, you have a chance now to start writing your new chapter. And the new chapter is called It's My Turn.
Say that.
It's my turn. I raised my baby. I got her to college. Full scholarship. Don't have to pay. My daughter's school is $320,000 for the 4 years. My baby is there for free.
Oh,
the number two liberal arts college in America. She's there for free. I did my job.
Yes, you did. And
a year later, now I'm in private practice, making the most money I've ever made because I focused in on me. I wasn't worried about the women. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't worried about the friends.
Yes.
I wasn't worried about the family. I focused in on what's going to give me my happiness. What's going to fulfill me? When you're a healthy, happy person, Zelda, when you're a healthy, happy person, it'll spill over.
Yes, it does.
That's why when people come over to my house, they leave out happy. Because I'm happy. I have happy energy in my house.
Yes. I need to come by there, too. I'm happy, but I'll
be
happy.
You owe me a dinner or a lunch. You know what I'm saying? So you come on over. You know?
Yes, I do. I owe you a dinner and a lunch and dessert.
Absolutely.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And even with that, listen, that's a wonderful segue to the next part that goes naturally, self-care. Zelda, I got a scare early September of this year. I went into a doctor's appointment for a checkup. The doctor said, Khalid, you're pre-diabetic. You're pre-diabetic. And I'm like, wait a minute, diabetes doesn't run in my family. What are you talking about, doc? He's like, Khalid, you got to lose this weight. You got to get rid of this pandemic weight. And I started off, so let me tell you, I started off 3 months ago. I was 320 pounds.
What?
Today, when I weighed myself, I'm 260.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I've lost 60 pounds in 3 months.
Wow. And
60 pounds in 3 months. Because the thing is, Zelda, when you make up your mind to take care of you, thank you. When you make up your mind to take care of yourself, God will give you all the tools. He'll give it to you. Now, and let me share this with you. Typically, when I leave out my doctor's office, he's right across the street from my favorite pizzeria, Giordano's, right? So usually when I go in for my doctor's appointment, I go in the morning about 9 or 10, because then I know I'll be done around 11:30, 12 o'clock, right? And that's right on time for lunch, right?
So
I usually go over, get me a Giordano's pizza, go home and cool out, right?
Right.
This time when I left out, I was like, I can't do it. I ran to Jules.
Oh.
And I spent $300. $300 grocery shopping that day. All fruits and vegetables and, you know, non-sugary drinks and tuna fish and what, chicken and poultry and turkey and I started right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the gym the next day,
mm-hmm.
and now again, 3 months later, 60 pounds lighter.
Honey, let me tell you, I want to congratulate you because
that is
a major feat. Earlier on the show, we were talking about how during the holidays we have a tendency to overeat, and I shared with our viewing and listening audience how you could be diabetic, and you discovered that you were diabetic the same way that I did by going to the doctor. Unfortunately, mine was surgery, but I made it through. And I share this, diabeticdonut.com, it's a free download, how I reverse type 2 diabetes. Of course, there was some exercise involved, but there were also, when you talk about going to the store, getting certain ingredients, because my remedy was apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale. That's a drink that my sister shared with me, and I'm sharing it with everyone else. So thank you so very much for sharing that. And belly fat is a big issue in our community. So I want to thank you for that. Please continue to keep doing the good work. That deserves another.
Absolutely. But see, the thing is that, and I'm gonna share the eight-dimensional wheel with you that I want you to post. And
okay.
On this eight-dimensional wheel, and I'll send it to you now. Before you do that, Khalil,
let's take our last break. And you're gonna email it to me?
I'm gonna text it to you.
Okay, text it to me, and I'll send it to my email. That way I can bring it. We're gonna take our last break, and we'll be right back with veteran clinician mental health clinician Khalid Scott. Thank you so much. Stay close. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these voices of enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. on-air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Solution had a few technical difficulties. Also, Naima says an echo is coming through your phone. You may need to turn the sound down on the computer if you're watching it on Facebook. That was from Naima. Did you hear me, Khalid?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Did you hear what I just said about you might need to turn the sound down on your computer if you're watching it on Facebook? She said there's an echo. Let me know
Is this better?
I don't know. I don't hear an echo, so I don't know. But Naima will let me know if there is one. So, oh, I wanted to, before I forget, let me remind you that the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, every last Saturday of the month, check it out on my blog on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. We are always encouraging our youth to display their natural gifts, talents, and abilities. The next one, the last one of the year, Saturday, December 31st. All they have to do is to win cash prizes and scholarships. Teens 13 through 19 can enter by signing up at hlntvshow@gmail.com. So be sure and encourage our youth, because we're always talking about how bad they are and how much they stay in trouble. So let's encourage them so that they can do something positive. Because the contestants that I've seen, these young adults are off the chain, as the children say. So I just wanted to share that. Okay, she says the sound is better now. Thank you so much. Okay, you can continue, Khalid. I am trying to pull up the will that you sent me. So you can go ahead while I try to pull that up so that we can talk about that will.
Okay, so one of the things that I think helps people is when you can focus in on something, right? Or will you give yourself a goal that's obtainable and reachable, right? So many years ago, I went to a social work training, right? And it was talking about the your overall wellness, correct? And what it said is that we have eight areas of our life that we need to work on continuously throughout our life, right? And that if one area is not well, it will affect the seven other areas. Yeah, and it makes sense. Because if one part of you is not in sync, how can any part of you be in sync, right?
Right.
So you could be a millionaire. You can have a PhD. But if you're dealing with heartbreak, what does that, the money and having education do when you're not feeling good about yourself? Right?
Nothing.
And then when you're not feeling good about yourself, it has this kind of like avalanche type of approach where things just kind of start spiraling, you know, and other areas of your life are affected, right?
Right.
So for me, at the beginning of each year, I look at the eight-dimensional wheel, and it's like, what areas am I doing good in, and what areas do I really need to put some work in? And the reality is, all eight areas, we need to work actively, right, to make sure that you do well in each area. Now, some areas you're a little bit higher in than others. So for me, when I started this new year, right, the only area that I needed to really make sure I focused in on was my physical, right? And so now, a year later, I'm 60 pounds lighter.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
I got another 40 pounds to go, you know, until I get to my goal weight. But at least I know I'm working on it.
Right. Right.
And because I'm losing weight, it helps with my career, right? Somebody might say, well, how does it help your career? Because I have a career as a social worker.
Right.
I'm telling people how to live better lives.
Right.
I'm telling people to practice self-care. But if I'm not practicing self-care, why would my clients listen to me?
Right.
If I'm not taking care of myself and putting me first, how can somebody take my wisdom as putting themselves first?
Right.
So we got to be a walking billboard of the messages that we give to the world, right?
Right.
So for me, I'm not going to listen to somebody who calls themselves a preacher if they sitting up here sinning more than me. But that's me, Khalid.
Okay.
That's me. I'm not trying to put that on anybody.
Right, right.
But for me, I can't follow you spiritually if you sitting up here, you know, running around with Jezebel.
Yes, sir.
You know
no.
what I'm saying? I can't do
sir.
It.
Yes,
I
sir.
I cannot do it.
Right.
You got to be consistent with your message and what you're doing out here in the world.
Right.
Next, your intellectual. We are supposed to feed ourselves intellectually every day. Zelda, this year I've read four books. Now, somebody might say, well, that's a little amount. Four books is a lot for me, right?
Right.
And so, and all four of them were autobiographies.
Oh.
Right? So I read Michelle Obama's book. I read Will Smith's book.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That was a powerful book. That book explains why that slap at the Oscars, it wasn't about Chris Rock.
Right.
It wasn't about Chris Rock at all.
Right.
That slap that he did came from his childhood.
Yes. Say
it
that.
It came from his childhood. It just came to fruition the night of the Oscars. He was just at one of those enough is enough.
Right.
The world will not continue to bully me and bully my family anymore because he watched his daddy beat his mother. So when Chris Rock made a joke about his wife, that triggered it.
Yeah.
That triggered.
Yeah.
Right? not justifying that he why he did what he did, but it lets you, it reminded me as a clinician, people who have unresolved issues, it will come out eventually.
Yes, it will.
Right?
And we
so
all
always
have...
invest in your intellect. Always invest in your intellect.
Yes.
Your financial. Your financial. You know? Do what you have to do to be to have financial security. Zelda, I've worked two jobs for 23 years.
Oh, wow.
Has it been easy to work two jobs for 23 years?
Wow.
Absolutely not. But I know the lifestyle I enjoy. I like my daughter, speaking about Anaya again, my daughter has traveled to 40 out of the 50 states, and she's only 20 years old. Next year, I'm taking her to South America. That will be her fifth continent that she's visited.
Wow.
At 20 years old. She only has two more continents to visit.
Wow.
So because I want me and my child to have a certain lifestyle, I work two jobs.
Mm,
so if you're
okay.
going around saying that I'm broke, we live in a world where you can make money sitting in your house.
Thank you. All day long.
Amazon. I have a friend who's a manager at Amazon. They have a revolving door. They have a revolving door. They always hiring.
Always.
Always hiring. McDonald's is always hiring. I promise you that.
Yes, they are.
Right. The next is your environment. What do you give to the world? Like you said earlier, do you go to a soup kitchen on Thanksgiving on Christmas Day? How are you trying to make the world better? Do you, when you're walking down the street, do you pick up the paper and throw it away in the garbage can so that your community looks good?
Mm-hmm.
Over, I live in the suburbs. My neighbors, when we see paper or whatever, we pick it up and throw it away.
Okay.
When I drive over to my mom's house on the southeast side, it's just rubbish in the streets. But my mother, who's in her 70s, she'll go outside and pick up the paper around her building. And I'm like, Ma, you're not the janitor. And she was like, I cannot stand seeing paper and debris in front of my building.
Okay.
So she's responsible for our environment, right?
Right, right.
Then your emotional fitness. You got to work on that every day. Sometimes don't watch a sad movie. Sometimes don't listen to a sad love song. Go and watch a comedy so you can laugh.
Yes.
You know, my daughter teases me. I love some of Tyler Perry's shows, right?
Who does?
She's like, Daddy, how can you watch that show? Oh, my God. I said, Anaya, I have to think all day, every day.
Okay.
But when I turn on a crazy Tyler Perry TV show, I just watch it like I'm brain dead.
Oh.
I just laugh, shake my head, and go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to think. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
So sometimes I got to make sure my emotional diet is full of healthy things I bring in. I got to make sure I don't take in toxicity extra.
Right.
I have to have boundaries, right, to protect my emotional well-being.
Right.
Then next, spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
I just made a tongue-in-cheek joke when I said I can't follow a preacher who's out here sinning. What I'm really saying is I have to protect my spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
I have to protect my spiritual mind.
Yes.
I cannot let somebody or somebody's, right, trigger that because my spirituality is my foundation.
Yes.
I got to believe that there's somebody bigger than all of us who's protecting me.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot challenge that. And I cannot put that at risk. Because if I lose my spirituality, how can I be a social worker?
Right.
Because faith moves me.
Mm-hmm.
Faith helps me walk.
Mm-hmm.
Then next and final is the social. My interactions with human beings. Zelda, I've only met you one time in my entire life, but it's like we've been knowing each other for 50 years.
I know, right?
You know? Only met you one time. One time.
Yeah.
One time.
Yeah.
You know? I've had people say, Khalid, I saw your picture on LinkedIn or Facebook, and I'm reaching out to you because of your smile.
Oh,
you know,
it's
about the connection. And see, I'm an extrovert. I'm not an introverted type of guy. I'm not quiet. So I love the energy that people give me. I love the energy that I get from people. I love doing the job that I do.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the seven areas. I mean, those are the eight areas. You have to take care of all eight simultaneously. You cannot abandon one for the other.
Right. And I was able to pull them up so that people could see them while you were talking about intellectual, financial, environmental, emotional, spiritual, social, physical, and career. Eight dimensions of wellness, and they all work together. If one is out of whack, chances are you're going to be out of whack. So you got to go in there
right.
and do some work. And work on self is the hardest job that you will ever have in your life. It's easy going to a job clocking in because you're going
right.
through, you're just going through emotion. But when you do work on self, you got to dig deep. And that requires work. And most of us have been conditioned to work for other folks. We have not been conditioned to work on self. So this is some self-reflection that we have to do if we want to remain healthy through this holiday season. Let's get some comments here. Rashad, is that Rashad Glover? Says facts. Yes, facts. Thank you, Rashad. Thank you so much. And Vieta Robinson, my sister from another mister, says Grand Rising Queen, love your colors. Speaking life to us. Wow, thank you. Yeah, you talked about colors last night on the show on Soul Purpose Healing. If you did not see that, you owe it to yourself. See, this is all part of the healing process. You owe it to yourself to spend some time with self. And when you see last night's show on Facebook.com, Soul Purpose Healing, as well as the Blog Talk channel, Blog Talk Radio, Female Solution, blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution, you'll get that. You will get that, I promise you, but you've got to go and listen to the show because this is your time. As Khalid says, this is your time to work on you and stop focusing on how bad you feel and go and do the work. And part of that work is helping others. That's how you get lost
Absolutely.
In yourself. Isn't that what they call it? That's what Larita Shelby says. That's what she says. Yes, love, 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 love. Yeah, you got to love self first before you can help anybody else.
Absolutely.
Oh, and you sent brief cycle too.
Right,
me
so I want to address that part because what I'm finding is part of the misery and melancholy that comes with this season is people trying to get over the grief that they suffer, right? So they're trying
right.
to get over the loss of a love. Whether
right.
it was a breakup, whether it was a parent who died, you know, not talking to your child because you had a fallout. You know, we all have grief that we're going through, right? And grief goes through five cycles pretty
right.
much, right? And
right.
so what happens is the first part is the, oh, my God, did this really happen? The shock, the denial, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what just happened? I lost my mom?
Mm-hmm.
God, why would you take my mom from me? No, I can't believe it. Let
right.
me call my mom. She's going to answer the phone.
Right?
Right. She's going to pick up the phone. Right? And I cannot bear to think that my mom is not here no more with me.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next part to that is, wow. I'm kind of angry. God, why would you take my mom from me? That was my only parent. That was the person who loved me unconditionally. I don't have nobody here on earth to love me like my mom did. Why would you take the only thing I had from me, right?
Right.
So then next is the depression and the detachment. You know, I'm so overwhelmed with the pain of losing my mom. It will never get better. I will never feel better.
Mm.
And then the next part is the dialogue and bargaining. So bargaining and dialogue is you start opening up and talking about it because you want to get this toxicity out your soul, right? You want to get it out because it hurts too much to keep it bottled in.
Right.
And so this is when people go into therapy. This is when they tap into their village and like, man, I woke up this morning, I'm having a bad day. Brother, I need somebody to talk to because I'm hurting right now, right? And then the final stage is acceptance. My mom is in heaven. I'll see her one day when I make my transition, but I'm going to live, and I'm going to keep being the child that she raised. And I know that I have an angel looking over my shoulder every day now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want people, and please quote that when you get a chance.
It's up right now as you speak. It's up right
perfect.
Now.
Perfect. I want people to know, decide where you are in that grief cycle. And if you need to, if you don't have a village like you would like, create your village.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the village could be going back to church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, part of it is, let me go and get a therapist so I can talk all this out.
Mm-hmm.
Or let me, the friends who I know I can count on, let me call them up.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever you got to do to get through. And with grief, you can be at acceptance and go right back to depression.
Oh.
Right? It's, they're interchangeable, right? So
right.
Once you get to acceptance, it just doesn't mean, okay, I'm good. Because what happens is mama's birthday comes, right?
Right.
So you go and be sad all over again. Or the anniversary of the death.
Right.
Or your birthday comes. You know, or Mother's Day comes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you always have to work things every day of your life.
Right.
Every day. And what I'm saying to people as we go and finally, you know, get through this show, I want people to know God gave you medication. He gave you medication. He equipped all of us with self-medication. And it's called faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's called faith. It's called self-love.
Mm-hmm.
Start using those medications more.
Mm-hmm.
Start using them more. And this is the season two. This is the season two. Go out and you fell out with your brother. Call your brother today and like, hey, man, you may not want to hear from me. I just want to say I love you, and I hope you have a good holiday. One of the things I go over with my clients who are going through things with other people, I tell them your assignment is decide on when you're going to call that relative or that ex or whatever and tell them, I forgive you. And if that's the only thing you are able to say to them, say it to them. And then hang up the phone. Because remember, forgiveness is not for them. It's for you to be released.
Okay, say that. It is
you can
not.
Have harmony through the holidays.
Yes, you
but
can.
But you got to put the work into it.
Yes, you can. You got to do the work. Just like you go do them extra 2-4 hours for the holidays to get some extra pain. Take one of those hours and spend on self. Because there's always going to be another job, just like Amazon. They come and go. But until we find the time, the first 5 minutes of the day, if you didn't experience our Monday morning mindfulness meditation around 7:15, go back and look at the YouTube or the Facebook channel and practice that on a daily basis. Because this is an inside job. Nothing is coming to rescue you. You are the one that you've been waiting for, as Baba Kwame Sunhorse would always say. You're the one that you've been waiting for because it's an inside job. Doesn't come from out there. Honey, they will work you till you drop dead.
Right. That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you got to take care of you. It is 8:58. I want to thank you so very much. I want you to leave us a closing. Before we go into the after show, and I know you got clients, but we always have the after show, especially when we have mental health, because Somebody somewhere needs it, and that's why we do it. So if you would be so kind to give us some follow-up information if we need to contact you, Khalid.
Absolutely. My name again is Khalid Scott, K-H-A-L-I-D. I'm on all social media platforms, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter. You can reach me at www.psychologytoday.com or www.highachiever.net. My telephone number is 312-43-SCOTT, 312-437-2688, 43-SCOTT, S-C-O-T-T.
And that's 312-437-2688, correct?
Correct.
All right, and I will be posting all of that information on my blog, so you be sure and go and share that and be a blessing to somebody somewhere, because somebody needs to hear a word from you today. I want to thank you, Brother Khalid Scott. Thank you so much. As always, we'll see you back here in, January, February, March, somewhere around there?
In March, absolutely.
Yes.
Getting ready for the spring.
Hang on up. Much Margot Richmond says, knowledge is safe.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear
every show. Go take care of your clients. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much. See you soon.
All right. We'll see you soon. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, and have a blessed holiday, everyone.
All right. Thank you, Khalid Scott, veteran clinician.
www.facebook.com/TheFemaleSolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jeret. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the after show on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution. Press 1 right now if you want to comment. I forgot to say that before 9 o'clock because the switchboard cuts off anything at 9 o'clock, so you need to press 1 like right now. And we will be joined by our executive producer, Naima Latif, who will be coming to the platform very shortly. But in just a moment, I want to share with you some information that you can share with your friends and family. So stay close, and we will be right back.
Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks for joining me. I'm your host, Bill Speaks. Stressologist. Any stress in your life? Well, most of us do. Unfortunately, we don't know what to do with it, stress, especially as it relates to worry. I was once a worried about everything, and I finally figured it out with some training. Yeah, I've been certified with the American Society of Training and Development, National Speakers Association, and all of the others. But none of those organizations helped me stop worrying. They just gave me validation for the public to see what credentials I have. So the credentials I have now are from life experience, and I've learned how not to worry. And you can learn how not to worry too, boss. It is indoctrinated in us to worry. We don't have the answers, so we think the worst is going to happen. Well, I got a solution to that. And that is the Worry Workshop. So I'm going to pull that up for you on my blog. Why do you worry when you don't have to? Go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, and you can sign up right there and find out how you. And remember, sharing is caring. Care about yourself and your loved ones, help them see their way out of a mess. Give them the gift. It makes a great birthday gift. It makes a great holiday gift. So if they're running to the store getting something that they really might not need, give them a worry-free life. Give them the gift of a worry-free existence. And thanks for sharing. Make it a great day.
HighLearningNetwork.org is the place to be, and another place to be is right here on the after show on The Female Solution, and I'm joined by Naima Latif. Woohoo! My sister of the microphone.
Yes, well, it's always such a joy to hear Brother Khalid Scott, and you know, he has such wisdom. A lot of people really are going through distress during these times that we're telling everybody they're supposed to be happy and full of joy. But things happen on the holidays that can create like an imprint on your soul,
mm-hmm.
especially if you've had someone who has made their transition during the holidays. Mm-hmm. And so that becomes the thing that you remember about that holiday, or this is when so-and-so passed, or any other kind of tragedy. Every memory creates an imprint. And so when you have holiday situations that have had an emotional imprint, then every year you're triggered because the holiday season brings back to mind that thing that happened that created such an impact. And if it was something sad, then you're reliving the sadness, you're reliving the grief. And that's why we have to create a new imprint. Otherwise, it's like replaying a record, like rewinding a tape and playing it over and over again. You got to make a new tape. Now, we're both in video, so you understand, like, you can have a tape that you've made of something.
Mm-hmm.
But if you erase the tape or tape over it, then you have something else on that tape.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have to do with our lives. We have to tape over the old tape and create a new memory of that particular time, that particular event. You have to erase the thing that is creating sadness and replace it with something that brings joy. And that's a very conscious decision. It's not by accident. It's a deliberate decision that you're making to change a memory and therefore change a feeling, change a vibration, change physical state of being in your body, because your cells record emotions, and when you have enough negative emotions recorded in the cells of your body, it manifests as disease. So in order to not keep storing negative energy in your body, you have to erase that tape and record over it something else. If you've had a sad experience, during the holidays, or maybe it reminds you of the absence of someone. Maybe it reminds you if you've gone, and this is really hard, if you've gone through a divorce, and it totally changes the dynamic of your family, whereas before maybe there was family times, and now you're feeling the sadness of the absence of people who used to be there. Maybe, you know, the children are no longer living with you, the spouse is gone, and so now the holidays just mean for you the absence of what you used to have. I think you gave a really powerful suggestion. You bring joy to someone else, it has such an amazing effect on you. So this is a time now to go and do some volunteer work at a shelter. Feed some homeless. Take some, you know, take some food to the people who are hungry. Take some blankets to people who are cold. Do an act of love for somebody and make that be the thing that you do as part of your holiday experience, mm-hmm. as opposed to sitting around thinking, oh, my spouse is gone, my children are gone, the fun is gone, I'm by myself, I don't have any love in my life. Instead of that being imprinted in your soul every year because of the circumstances that no longer exist, the relationship is no longer there, create a new experience. Create a new feeling that comes around the holidays. And I've mentioned this before, that every year Reverend Jesse Jackson goes to the prisons and does a program on Christmas. And, you know, I've been for the past probably 10 years or more doing that with Rainbow Push. And it's an amazing thing to see that you're bringing joy to people who are probably at their lowest point in life. You know,
yes,
you're in
ma'am.
Jail.
Yes.
And
Don't get no lower than that.
No lower than that. Mm-hmm. So when you can bring some songs, some inspirational speakers, some comedians, my sister who I just love to watch, Mom Maybe is the character that
yes.
take off of Mom Maybe.
Mom Maybe, yep.
So funny. And, I mean, seeing the joy that comedians bring. And then one year the prisoners they had a choir and they performed. Well, I'm like, hey, now, you know, y'all need to get a record,
okay.
Get out there and put a CD out there, so, you know, because they were good, they were really good. And you know, it just lets you see that even though people might be at the worst, they're going to create a community and they're going to create companionship and they're going to experience joy. You can do that even in a jail. So when you decide to take your time on a holiday and bring some joy to people, that is so uplifting to the spirit. And I would recommend doing something that is life-changing for someone else.
Yes.
If you're stuck in a situation where you're reliving your sadness, reliving your loneliness, reliving your regret over a breakup, erase that and replace it with something else so that the holiday becomes a time you look forward to because you know you're bringing joy and it's going to come back to you and just magnify and exponentially increase. That's the best way to spend a holiday if you have had your tradition disrupted by a death or a divorce or, you know, some tragedy and that's the imprint that you're carrying. Every time the holiday comes and you start to feel yourself sink into a depression, you got to change it. You got to change that energy. You got to create a different experience. That's what I would advise. It always makes a difference when you see that your life is making a difference. And you know who really touched my heart when we were at the luncheon and if I cry, well, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
The young man who was telling his story that you interviewed at
yes.
Lunch,
yes.
And he talked about how, you know, he's a veteran. He's even, you know, got a veteran Facebook page, I think it's called Veterans of Chicago or something
yeah.
like that. And he talked about at one point how he was suicidal. Because, you know, going through war,
I don't know how they did it.
The things that you see, it just is so distressing to the human spirit. And then coming back and sometimes there isn't any acknowledgement that you were there, you know, protecting your country, and people just kind of let you struggle with bad physical health, distress in your emotional health, and, you know, how can you even share with your family what you've seen? It's just beyond human comprehension.
Yes.
And then you had to take some lives. You had to kill some people.
Yep.
To stay alive, because that's what war is about. That has an effect on you.
Yes.
And people don't realize that. Because we are all connected, psychically, metaphysically, biochemically, we are all connected. You can't take a life without it affecting you.
You sure
and
can.
You don't know that. And you're in a situation where you have to kill or be killed. And there are a whole lot of times veterans have come back with memories of how they had to kill babies, had to kill women, had to, you know, destroy families. And that's part of the job. But that's affecting your soul. So you come back here and you have all of the weight of that on you. And you're not shown any appreciation for the fact that you risk everything to protect the safety and security of a nation, that could send you to the brink of suicide. So when he talked about that, and he talked about overcoming that, I mean, it really brought tears to my eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, these are people.
You could feel it.
Went through something. You could feel it.
Yeah.
And so I'm so glad that Dr. Wilson did that appreciation luncheon.
Yes.
A lot of people who are out here, I mean, you can imagine. You come back, and yes, you're distressed. You got PTSD. You can't fix it yourself, and your family's scared of you because, you know, if somebody hammers a nail in the wall, you jump it because you,
right.
you know, it's bringing back memories of gunfire.
Right.
So, you know, and at any point in time, you might have a flashback and, you know, start screaming in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of erratic behavior. Your family can't take it. They don't know what to do.
Right.
Sometimes you come back and the relationship that you had before you left is gone because, you know, she didn't move on to somebody else. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, so, you know, you're shattered and so easy to end up homeless.
Right.
So easy to just not be able to get your mind together. And when you don't have a job waiting for you automatically, you know, okay, you did this in the Army, well, now let's place you here. Now that doesn't happen. So you can easily end up homeless. And how does that feel after you've risked your life? You got emotional trauma. Your family might be gone or distant from you. You're in the cold living in a cardboard box. How does that feel? So yes, it's overwhelming. And I'm grateful that the veterans had a chance to feel appreciated because, you know, Montana, that ain't no cheap place. That's
oh,
really nice.
Hello.
So, you know, it's like we're going to give you something nice to show that we care about
right.
you
and, right.
and the fact that he listened to their questions and, you know, spoke about what he would do as mayor to address their concerns. So I think that was a very effective thing to do. And these are the kinds of things that you do when you have a heart and compassion for other people. And it was wonderful. It was, you know, multi-racial, you know, both genders, you know, all different kinds of veterans from
mm-hmm.
the older ones who've been around
mm-hmm.
longer, the newer ones who just came back from
yep.
service. And there was a bond between them because they all understand. You know, it's one thing, you know, if nobody else understands you went through, you know,
no, you understand.
They understand. So you can see that there's definitely a brother and sisterhood between the people who are veterans.
Yeah.
But we have to do better. Ultimately, we have to create a world where there is no war. That's the ultimate goal. And that means getting nations to learn how to talk to each other and stop seeing each other as competitors. We are all living on this one planet together, and it is one world. We're not separate. And Mother Earth doesn't see herself as divided into countries.
Okay.
That's why everybody's air is everybody's air. It
right.
circulates every day, everywhere. You know, when you look at the weather reports, they show you the winds and where they're traveling. Well, that should tell us something.
Right.
The wind doesn't stop at the border of this country. Okay, well, that's Russia. I can't go over there. You know, oh, that's China. I can't go over there. No, the wind goes all over the globe. So whatever you put in the air is going everywhere. So we learned that in a real sense with COVID. We got one world. So that means we have to be able to circulate everything else. That means circulating food, circulating clean water, not trying to weaponize stuff. I'm not going to give you any clean water and unless you give me this. You know, no. Make sure every human being, every living thing on the planet is taken care of because we're all one ecosystem. You can't poison the birds. You can't even kill the mosquitoes unless you're hurting something else. I know they're annoying, but, you know, you can't kill a thing. Everybody has a place in this ecosystem. So we have to understand that and then create systems that are helpful to every living thing because everything affects everything. This is the kind of consciousness we have to bring to the next generation, the children that are being raised today. They have to be raised to think differently so they can create a different society. They can create different kinds of structures, different ways of sharing and assisting and cooperating so that there are no enemies. There's no need for us. Why is there a war between Russia and Ukraine? You know, what's the real deal? And there's both sides believe that they're right. In every war, each side believes that they are right. Nobody says we're going to invade this country because it's the wrong thing to do. No, everybody believes what they're doing is right. Because at the point where you don't believe you're doing it right, that is right, then the people who you're sending forth to fight, they're going to say, no, I don't feel right about this. I'm not doing this. That's what happened in Vietnam. People start saying, wait a minute, this doesn't feel right. These people ain't bothering us. What was that Muhammad Ali said? Ain't no Viet Cong never called me nigga.
Yeah, right.
You know, you start thinking, wait a minute, these people have done nothing to me. And they're not really threatening the country, really. So why are we over here killing them? And that was distressing for a whole lot of Vietnam vets who came back just totally destroyed. Because they had been drugged in order to numb the sensation of I'm killing people.
That's
human spirits do.
Mm-hmm.
Drugs, and it just, they came back so messed up emotionally, physically, and what we're experiencing is the fallout from that. So many families that fell apart in that generation. So now, this generation of adults that grew up without fathers, because so many fathers were destroyed by that war. And so then you have the ones whose parents didn't survive the Vietnam War, the family didn't survive, couldn't stay together. So you got children raised without fathers, and then those children had emotional issues. So we're seeing generational destruction from that war. And if you go even back before that, there was World War II and the devastation, all the lives lost. And so that had an impact. You had so many people who turned to alcohol to numb the pain, just like in the following generation, they turned to drugs to numb the pain. Well, if somebody is alcohol addicted, they're dysfunctional, and it affects the family. So you have divorces. You have abuses. And this is what we're experiencing. So every family has some type of dysfunction from somebody who's in pain. And a lot of it is traced back to a war experience where a person had PTSD. And back in World War II, the time of our fathers, they didn't have a name for that. They didn't have a name for it. When you are emotionally scarred and you are looking for something to relieve the emotional pain, what do you have that's legal? Well, you got alcohol. And if you look at almost every family in our generation of parents, everybody's got alcohol. That's the dysfunction that we live with. And so you're emotionally scarred when you see somebody that acts erratic because they're not in their right mind. Either you're going to follow that example or you're going to do the opposite because you see how destructive it was. But But all of us have lived with alcohol, our generation. And then whatever we created as a result of our dysfunction is in our children. And our children are the grown children now. They're middle-aged and they're having children. And we see that in many of our generation, we're the drug users. You know, we're the baby boomers born from the previous era. We're the ones that did the experimental drugs and everything. And then, so now we have children that grew up with our dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're seeing now is four generations of dysfunction. And it stems from conflict between nations that cause people to choose to go to war and kill each other, which is a very destructive thing to do. But the destruction lasts a generation. So if we want to stop the cycle, we have to change what's inside the people. And the people that we select for leadership need to be humanitarian. They need to be people-oriented. They need to be peace-driven. And I think Dr. Willie Wilson has raised the bar when it comes to what a leader needs to look like.
Yes, he has.
What kind of values you need to have. This is what we must have in leadership. We cannot have blind leadership that keeps creating policies that punish people for not having money and punish people for being emotionally distressed and mentally ill from an experience of going to war to protect their country.
Right.
So you keep them by ignoring them and letting them suffer and live out on the concrete in the cold. You can't have leadership that lets that be okay. And that's what we have. Otherwise, it wouldn't be existing. So he's raised the bar. And I think everybody who's running for anything, they need to raise their level.
Run to it, not from it.
That's right. Follow his lead.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're worthy of being elected to something? Show us where you're helping some people. Show us where you're feeding some people. Not just for the cameras, but, you know, like you say that your brother did, that's the alderman.
Right.
Don't just show up when the news media is there so you can look good.
Right.
Do it in the way of life. And that's what I think we the people have to have is a higher standard of leadership. People who show compassion. People who show love to their fellow beings. People who will create solutions to people's distress and pain. Everything isn't just, oh, lock them up. They did wrong. Lock them up.
Right.
Because people do things that they do because they're in pain, because they're in distress. And there are so many, and you know because you've been out there, there's so many homeless teenagers.
Shocking.
They're too old to be really in the system in terms of DCFS and the whole foster care system, but they're not old enough to be adults on their own. Mm-hmm. But they got to survive. They got to eat. They got to stay warm.
Yep.
So what else do you do? And people won't share and you take.
Right.
So they learn how to steal.
Right.
So locking up people for not having money or stable homes and family or a place to stay, how is that compassionate? And I think the other day I heard Reverend Jackson talk about how there are so many people who will commit a crime during this time just so they can go to jail so they can get off the street and get three meals a day.
Ain't that something? Yeah. How sad is that?
So jail becomes a homeless shelter.
Yes.
How sad is that? So I mean, this is the society that we have created. And if we wanted to change, we have to put people in positions of leadership and government that have different values. And we have to have different values. We have to choose to use our time in ways that help people and change the quality of their life. And we have to see that when people are acting out, they're doing it out of the pain of their experience. And rather than punish them for being in pain, we can help to heal the hurt. This is not thing. It's a global situation. It's a human condition that can change when humans change. And that's our responsibility. Everybody who's aware and enlightened and doing programs, putting forth information, our job is to raise the awareness, raise the consciousness, raise the level of understanding so that people can see things differently. That's our goal. That's our job. And
we've got some calls.
We've got some statements, yes. I think that's Todd Glover that says been running from meditation.
Yeah. Like, wow.
And really, like I would say, you know, prayer is your conversation with God. Meditation is God's conversation with you.
All right now.
You know, you can say, okay, I want this, I want that. Can you do this? Can you help me with that? That's fine. Now, shut up and listen.
Right.
Answer.
And that means you got to turn some things off, like your cell phone, your radio, the TV, not this show, but other ones, yeah.
You got to be quiet. You have to listen.
Yeah, you can run, baby, but you can't hide.
Yeah.
So just run on in the room. There's an old gospel song. I know you don't know nothing about it. It said, come on in the room. The Georgia Mass Choir. Listen to that song. Find it. It's on YouTube. Come on in the room with the Georgia Mass Choir. Play that song, and the spirit will hit you, and you'll be glad to get in the room by yourself, baby, if it ain't nothing but a closet or a bathroom with a toilet. Find yourself a room so that you can do the work that you need to do to help you get through whatever you're going through. It's there. It's available for you. Ask me how I know. Been there, done that. Still there. Heller, heller. Who is that? Victor says, hello, everyone. Have a glorious day. Thank you so much, Victor. You have a glorious day, too. And thank you so much for joining the conversation on the after show. Let's go to the phone. We got some hands up. 773-450. Welcome to the after show on Monday Morning Mindfulness. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Grand Rising and all. Good morning and hallelujah greetings. Man, what a show, Zelda.
This sounds like Obadiah.
This is Obadiah, right. But you know something that's interesting? We talk about betterment all the time. There's a couple of things you have to do. Number one, you got to pay attention to the people that's around you. Friends, family, all these other people are supposed to be relatives. Are they on the same grid of purpose that you're on?
Hmm.
If they are, maybe they can be in the circle, but how are you going to be successful when you don't have like-minded people around you?
All right, now.
If you got people that sit there and watch TV all day and sit there and watch the wrong type of program, and then they choose that. It's like last night. I could have chosen any program, but I tend to listen to Viola Show on Sunday. You got primetime TV and all this other stuff going on. But I'm trying to see how to improve my vertical consciousness, so I'm looking for something else. So when you got prime time going on and you got the locked and loaded traditional mind, you're over there watching the other programs instead of developing yourself.
Right.
And that's what it is. Yeah, but remember, society is backwards anyway because they have creatures competing against each other.
Mm.
And if we all need each other, we're not supposed to be competing. When I see another person, I'm thinking of a way I can assist them. That's why sometimes even the dating scene is screwed up. When men deal with women and all they want is what's below the waist, that's not much you can get out of that in reality. But suppose you step into a friendship with somebody and you say, hey, these are certain things I see they're not able to get to. Do you start doing the things for that person they can't do for themselves so that they can be whole? That's what we're supposed to do. You can't get down on the floor and do that. Somebody else has to do that for you. So that's one last step you have. So if we were more about helpfulness and trying to be in compatibility and trying to work as a unit, we would be somewhere. But society is interested in creatures competing against each other. I don't understand that one. There's only one creator, and if we're auditioning, we should be auditioning for the creator, not for other created. That doesn't make sense. None of us can give each other breath.
Okay.
So when you get your purpose straight and you start getting on point, you back away from everybody and then start check your landscape and see what type of people are around you. Maybe you need to switch some of them around or back away from some of them.
Okay.
Because they're not making you better than what you should be. So what are you doing in that?
Right.
It should be progress. If you can't progress, then what's that about? And then on the last one, I had a friend. She introduced me to another friend of hers who was kind of suicidal. She's like, well, maybe you could help her because you're Mr. Optimism. Within 10 months, that person had changed all the way around. But there were times I wanted to give up on them because when you can't help yourself, wow, you're like, wow, they're just negative, negative, negative. But sometimes you have to pattern something affirmative, positive in people and plant the seed so they can begin to change themselves. But they have to start somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah, I sure appreciate y'all, though. This program right here helps a lot of people get where they need to get, at least in the right direction. A thought.
Right. Well, thank you.
A solution. Appreciate y'all. Have a great
one. Have a great day, and thank you so much for calling in. That's Obadiah from Chicago. Thank you for joining us here on the After Show. Yeah, you know, he said something that stuck with me is that they have us, those who run traditional media, have us pitting against each other because that's where their work comes into play. Keep us divided.
Yeah.
If we are together, we can overcome the system and the chaos and confusion that goes along with it. But if we together, oh, we are mighty people. They don't want that. That means that they're going to lose their power. They can't have that.
And, you know, it's just like I think about for those two songs, the classic Wizard of Oz, you know, at the end when Dorothy so to tap her heel three times, she'd go home, and you know, and the good witch told her, you could have done it all along, but you had to go through these things so that you could understand.
Mm-hmm.
But you had the power with you all the time,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the situation that we're in. We have the power to change everything, and we had it with us all the time. It's a decision. It's a simple decision. And that's what I talk about all the time. You know, okay. Human beings can do the same thing. You just have to know that it's possible and choose to do it.
Victor says, that is so true. He also says, together we can move mountains. So glad you realized that, Victor. Thank you so much. And, excuse me, Victor also says, yes, we do. And sometimes it takes us to go through trials, yes, to be able to figure it out and find one's purpose in life. You are right on target, Victor. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah. Because when you help somebody else, you're automatically helping yourself. That's the beauty of it. And you don't know that until you do that. That's why I get so much joy from going to the homeless. And people are always telling me, girl, they killed your little brother. They killed another little lady down there. So why are you going down there so they can kill you too? I said, I trust.
Right. So they could not kill someone.
Thank you. Thank you. Because they were warm and they weren't hungry. And they had something. They had a little something to hold them over to the next minute. So this is how you can help the homeless. Go to Walmart, as I do, on a weekly basis, because you keep sending those donations in. You see that? That $9.99.
They want butane, and that's what we'll give them. Hey, just so you know, they're here in the Walmart. Here in Walmart. Camping accessories. Camping accessories, all that good stuff. I know you're at the right place. Okay. So, tax-deductible donations. To higherlearningnetwork.org, and you can also go to 10 Cities on Displays Avenue near, in between Roosevelt Road and Taylor, and also on Chicago Avenue between Sacramento and Casey. Be a blessing to somebody in need, and thanks for sharing.
Yes.
Okay, here we are at Walmart.
And that was me going to the store. I've left the stores, you can see that. But that's where I go because they don't ship them in the mail because otherwise I'd order them. Butane will explode.
Oh,
so, and someone told me to stop doing that because they may explode, but I trust that I will pick them up and deliver them the same day and there will be no incident. So I continue to do it until I am instructed to do otherwise. And I get my instructions from the Creator. The Creator says go to Walmart. I go to Walmart. And I don't leave them in the car overnight either. So I take them right away. Because it's at nighttime and they need them. So just know that a dollar is good, but $9.97 is better. And we like the kind that jingles, but we prefer the kind that folds. So that your contribution can make a difference. Just know, you gave up $10 and somebody will sleep warm tonight. They will not freeze to death. Because people freeze to death all the time.
Yeah.
It doesn't make the news. They freeze to death all the time. So go to higherlearningnetwork.org. Oh, and I should have our pay information scrolling at the bottom too, and I don't. So I'll put that down there as well. Because you can make a difference. And the quality of somebody. And say, I feel good about myself because somebody slept good tonight because of me. And you'll see it scrolling down there. Help the homeless. We get generators and air mattresses. Somebody told me don't do it, air mattresses, so we'll just do blankets. By donating to higherlearningnetwork.org, you can go to PayPal, higherlearningnw@yahoo. Donations are tax deductible. You can Zelle me, Cash App. So, and we're working on getting Venmo, too. And for you can also text me at 219-699-2114. Up there it is. if you need more information or anything else, and there's a Cash App information and Zelle information there too. And we want to thank you for being a supporter of those in need. 100% of the dollars. There's no administrative costs. We got to pay for gas. We got to pay somebody to go get none of that. All the money that you sent, it goes directly to Walmart or Target or Home Depot because that's where I get them from for least expensive. Because I went to Target and I went to Walmart. They were a little bit more, just a few cents, but Walmart is just convenient, so I just go there. And I want to thank Deborah, or Move Around with Deborah, who was the sponsor of this week's show and will be the sponsor of next week's show, too, for the homeless. So thank you, Deborah. Yay. Move Around with Deborah, which comes on the, every third Saturday of the month. And, no, she's not on at 7 a.m. She's on from 12 noon until 2 p.m. And tomorrow is Jody Toussaint of Toussaint Essentials. And tomorrow, I didn't know we were on the show, Naima, but we are. We're on the show tomorrow, and this is what you can expect for the rest of the week.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Shauna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And thank you for being a part of the solution here on The Female Solution. As we leave you with more information, if you did, you know, Facebook does not let me say my name anymore because we are giving out crucial information and they want to keep us dumbed down. So every time I type it in there, it gives me a red something that says you can't say this. And I was like, oh, okay, they don't want the truth known. Okay, so you can see the name of the blog. So all you have to do is go there. You can see that, right? I don't have to say it. You see it right there. All the recap of the show is on this page. And that will that Khalid talked about, of all of our eight dimensions of wellness, that's on there, the grief cycle. So, and this is all part of your self-study. And then you can go and find him on another page, Psychology Today. And you can also find him on highachievers.net. And I'm pulling up that now. And you can also reach him at 312-43-SCOTT. And I guess I need to go back and fix that link. But anyway, that's where you'll get an update on a recap of today's show. So be sure and share this with someone because you're not the only one who needs it, honey. We all need it. We all need it. And as you take us out, give us a close of the show, Naima, closing comments. Ooh, I can't. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I urge everybody to envision the life they want to live. Because when you use your imagination and you feel the feeling of what you would feel if you were experiencing what you want to experience, you actually are creating the timeline in which that will happen. So we create this vibration. We create by first feeling the feeling of things as if they were. And that's how we call it into being. It's a higher spiritual science that we have not been taught, but that is being used against us in a negative way. That's why the mass media continues to keep us in a low vibration of sadness and fear.
Mm-hmm.
Recreating conditions that create sadness and fear. The way we change it and transform it is to change our feelings by changing our thoughts. And children do this greatly. Using your imagination to pretend, to be, to feel things as if they were, and they will become. This is the process of creation. Just like Dorothy, we have the power with us all the time.
Just didn't know it.
now you know.
Now you know what you're going to do about it.
That's right.
And if you'd like continued inspiration, feel free to send us your email address by going to higherlearningnetwork.org, and we'll keep you in the loop. I'm sending out a newsletter as soon as the show goes off with more information and resources, and you're welcome to be a part of that. Higherlearningnetwork.org, or just send us an email, info@higherlearningnetwork.org. Alrighty now. Well, I want to thank you all. We'll see you here tomorrow morning back here at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time on The Female Solution. Make it a great day. Stay on purpose. Stay in power. And we'll see you back here in the morning. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for sharing this. And my beautiful queen sister looks so gorgeous this morning. I apologize for not blessing you this morning when you came on, because I was just so excited to have you. I didn't know what to do. And I was like, yes, Hercules. I know it's always going to be a show, because if there's no after show, I don't even want to do a show. I should.
You made my day.
Well, we just made each other's day. So let's go. All of us, let's go and make somebody else's day. And thank you so much for sharing this and being a blessing to someone else. Make it a great day. Thanks for watching.
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing. Don't know what to do with it. Stress, especially as it relates to worry.